الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: إن الله يحب التوابين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. My dear respected elders and friends, one of the underlying reasons why each and one of us has gathered in this place, we've taken our time from our personal time, we have taken a weekend off, our children, families, etc., sitting at home. It is always extremely important for a person necessary to clarify the objective of why a person has actually come. We are all satis, we are all brothers, and we are traversing to the same journey. And that is basically to the qabr, back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The particular effort that we are actually engaged in today, where Hazrat Maulana, mashallah, all the muntazimeen, the people of the madrasa, have made this facility and accommodated each and every one of us, particularly for us to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. That for a person who fears Allah Ta'ala, he cultivates taqwa, he learns the science of giving up gunas. For that person, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give him two jannats. The first one, that the mufassirin have explained, what will it be? جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. You'll get one jannat in this world, بِحُدُورِ الْمَوْلَى. And the second one is جَنَّةٌ فِي الْأَقَبَى بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. What does this mean? That a person who cultivates the fear of Allah Ta'ala, he abstains from sins, what will happen is a person will gain the presence of Allah Ta'ala within his life. And when we say presence, it's not just a mindset. It's not just that a person is walking around and is meditating on something. What this really is, it is a true reality. Just this week, one brother gave a call and he said he met some family members who had come through from Australia, and they had a sheikh, and all the sheikh that was saying to the people that every effort of deen is a bid'at, the belief is bid'at, the tasawuf is bid'at, the obend is bid'at, etc., etc. And also the brother came off as an extremely learned scholar to the people who had come from Australia. So the brother was trying to make mashwara that what answer do I give him. So again, this ayah came into mind that really what we have to understand is that we have come to a facility, a faculty that is not a cult. It is not associated with a certain group, a certain person, a certain town, a certain village in India. But it is the practical implementation of deen that confers a person into the company of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we all are here for. A person is not here to go into spiritual ecstasies, spiritual states, but a person is here to meet Allah Ta'ala. And this is what we all should strive for. We come to sit in the company of the pious people who are traversing on this journey. They are also going on this journey. So we also can acquire this. If a person passes the weekend and a person goes home tomorrow and he says, for the rest of the week I was feeling very nice, I was feeling de-stressed, I was feeling relaxed. See, you've only got a fringe benefit. But the goal of this you haven't acquired. What it really is, respected friends, is to complete the sum total of our lives, is to complete the objective of why Allah Ta'ala has placed us into this world, and this is to gain connection with Allah Ta'ala. As we see so beautifully, all the programs have been designed, and these programs have been designed as Maulana Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali has written in Mijhajul Abideen, the different valleys that a person has to cross to reach Allah Ta'ala. So firstly, when a person listens to a bayan, always, respected friends, direct it to yourself. Correct your niyat all the time. One is shaitan prevents a person from coming out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But once you are out in Allah Ta'ala's path, he tries to cancel your niyat. He gets your mind involved in something else. He tries to make you look for faults. He tries to make you think of something better. He puts your mind on some worry that you never had for a long time, etc., etc. But just correct that niyat. And thus we see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. In all the kitabs of ahadith, the sihaya sitta, and every other most kitabs, the chapter which starts these kitabs is with regards to niyat. So proportionate to intention in a heart, this is what we will gain. There are two ways which we see Allama Isfarani rahmatullah alayh, who was the teacher of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. That it is written in the kitab, Hazrat Shah Hakim Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, our Dada Shaykh, is written that for a period of 30 years he was making dua to Allah Ta'ala. And what dua was he making? That Allah Ta'ala helped me stay away from sins. That all the ulama, the bayans are structured so beautifully to address ourselves in those sins that we start up about. Many years, a few years ago, when I started in the Khanka with Hazrat Maulana, I had been studying a little bit in the Merkaz, my ta'aleem, etc. And most people really in today's time feel that mashallah we should move where the numbers are. And also as a young person, one will think that that is where the Maidan is. That is where the bulk of the people are. Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, at the commencement of his work, there were great mashayikh present in Hind at that time. But the amount of bid'at that was taking place, the work of tabligh came just to create a thirst in people again. Hazrat Maulana had mentioned, he said that one of the founding principles in his Malfuzat, the efforts of tabligh, the purpose is to get people to come back into the company of the mashayikh. And really, respected friends, if we look at it, that as a person traverses in this path, that what are you addressing? You are addressing those aspects which are about me, myself and I. Those aspects that we are afraid to talk about. Sahaba Ikram said with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one time, and said, O Nabi of Allah, that we got certain gunas in our hearts that we feel sad to speak about. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have got perfect iman. Now the real reality, it's easy to sit and give a bayan, it's easy to sit and talk, it's easy to sit and act like a pious person, but the reality is to cure a person's self from the difficulties, the clutches of sin. This is really something that we don't understand. And really when a person thinks that the maidan, the effort is in one line, but really we don't realize that every single person is challenged with spiritual bimaris. Every person is challenged with nafs. And these thoughts that go in a person's mind, the evil of anger, the evil of intent, etc., etc. And this is why we are here, to clean it out, to cure it up. That where a person is hooked to certain sins in the dead of the night, where a person is hooked to certain sins that nobody knows about it, that he tries to keep it aside from people, this is what we are really here, to fix it up, to try and rid a person's self from it. So Allama Isfarani rahmatullah alayhi, for a period of 30 years, he was making this dua, that, O Allah Ta'ala, please cure me from this ailment that I can give up sins. And he got despondent at one time, and a voice came out to him and told him, that, O Isfiran, that why do you wish to leave, why do you wish to reach me, only by what we call the channel of giving up gunas. So in this ayat al-karima of Inna Allah yuhibbu al-tawwabin, our Dada Shaykh, the Shah Hakim Sahib writes, and explains this very beautiful poem that we will just recite in a few seconds, that where he writes and he says that Allah Ta'ala, that why don't you reach me through tawbah? Why don't you come through me through lamenting? لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْلِ الْمُحَبِّينَ. Allah Ta'ala says that the lamenting and the crying of the sinful servants is more beloved to me than the good actions of the good people. As the Shah Hakim Sahib writes, this very beautiful translation of this poem, مُرَقَّبِ تَوْبَ عَجَائِبِ مَرْكَبِ أَسْتَعَ فَلَكْ تَعْزُوُ بَيْكِ لَحْسِ زَبُشْتْ. It is a Farsi couplet that where is written the translation and given bayan on this, that the conveyance of repentance is an amazing conveyance. Just in a matter of a few seconds will it take a person who is stuck in sin, a person who is continuously involved in sin, it will take that person to the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in one instant it will take that person away. In this ayat al-karima, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-tawwabin, we learn a great lesson. And what do we learn from here? Is that Allah Ta'ala has used what we call yuhibbu, is what we say mudari sigha. It is the contents, the scale of the word, meaning present and future. That Allah Ta'ala is telling us, in essence, you have been created with nafs. All the time you are sinning. All the time you are going to get involved in wrong. Don't think that a person is sitting here and a person will go back and a person won't fall into the sin of ghibat. A person won't fall in the sin of lust of eyes. A person won't fall into the sin of whatever temptation that we're stuck in. Shaitan can always catch a person. But what Allah Ta'ala is telling us here is istaghfiru rabbakum. From this ayat also, Allah Ta'ala is telling us on what we call istif'al, that continuously seek forgiveness from me. That person who is seeking forgiveness from me, that not only present, but also in the future I will forgive you. Hazrat Shah Hakim Sahib writes so beautifully that this doesn't mean that a person must continuously sin. What does it mean? That a person must try and stop sinning, but a person must remain what we call in a condition of tawbah. We learn, it is written in Kanzut Taqaiq, about the masail of when a person gives his wife 3 talaqs and the method of reconciliation, that today's time we see certain scholars that they say that 1-3 talaq is equal to 1, and the ways a person can mend it, etc. So the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam Sahib writes, he says that La'anatullah ala al-muhil wal-mustahil alayh, that the curses of Allah Ta'ala falls on that person who seeks to make halal, that is what is haram. Today, if a person looks at it, there are many wrongs that we are involved in. One great benefit of coming to Mashaykh, of coming to the Khanqah, is for us to understand what is right and wrong. Today, unfortunately, the vast majority of ourselves, of the Ummah, the things that are haram, things that are wrong, we are actually justifying these things, or we are finding loopholes and avenues to make these things what we call halal. So what happens here? Allah Ta'ala's la'nat falls on the person. We see further that in many ayat of Quran Kareem in Surah Nuh, Allah Ta'ala talks about the waqiyat of 6 prophets. And in essence, what does Allah Ta'ala advise you and I? He gives us, or what we say, Allah Ta'ala actually makes ghibat about the ummahs of the past. Allah Ta'ala tells us about Qawm Lut. The Prophet came to them, Lut alayhi salam, they were involved in homosexuality. He told them, he said, please stop. They continued to mock him. They told him, you're talking about a punishment, bring that punishment today. You're talking about a wrong, you're talking about X, Y, and Z, bring it now. They mocked him. Soon came, Allah Ta'ala destroyed those people. Qawm Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. All the prophets, Allah Ta'ala discusses, the prophet came to highlight what we say, a haram which the ummah was involved in, to make them understand. Now one good in a wrong is when a person understands that this is wrong, what I'm doing is wrong. Like in the past, we see that a person was doing a wrong, and the person was involved in that wrong, and he said, "Bhai, make dua for me, I'm a gunegar, I'm a sinner, make dua for me that I come out of this." Today's time, unfortunately, we are involved in wrong, and we are saying that this is right, we are thinking this is right. What happens here is that Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes on our shoulders. Allah Ta'ala's la'nat comes on our shoulders. Therefore, respected friends, from this ayat, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin, that when a person engages in tawbah, this is a great means to come to Allah Ta'ala. And we should steal this opportunity to understand from the sharia what is tawbah and what we are talking about. And again here, subhanallah, we are so fortunate that in the proceedings of the Khanqah Akhtari, which we are sitting in, the methodology that is actually taught for a person to reach Allah Ta'ala is implementation of the sharia. A person doesn't come here and you won't see there's a lot of dhikr and mashallah there's just people now giving wazifas out, etc., etc. But we notice the talks are fortunately advising us to become practical on the sharia. Continuously, that a person needs to bring what we call the implementation of real deen in his life. And through this way, a person is taught how to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again in this ayat, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin, that where we understand this from our sharia, that what we are saying, that this is a route, one route, it is a channel that you can find Allah Ta'ala. You can find the company of Allah Ta'ala. You can find the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Really we can use it as a yardstick to ask ourselves. We perform namaz. That in what we call hadith of Jibreel, it is mentioned, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salam, when he asked him that what is ihsan, he said, mal ihsan? He said, an ta'budu Allah ka annaka tara, fa in lam takun tara, fa innahu yarak. Learn that what is it to reach a stage that you worship Allah Ta'ala as if you're seeing Him, and if you can't see Allah Ta'ala, as if Allah Ta'ala is seeing you. So the question is, where are we with regards to this? What is our connection with Allah Ta'ala? And this also, in the first ayat we mentioned, that one jannat in this dunya, you will find the presence of Allah Ta'ala. In akhirat, a person is waiting, person will say, will I get a big house in akhirat? Will I get a mansion? Will I get my bungalow? Will I get my beach house? Will I get my dream lady in jannat? Person says, you'll get everything. But Allah Ta'ala says, the highest stage that I'll give you is meeting with me, and that is biliqa il mawla. Just that ecstasy, that pleasure is mind-blowing, and this is what we are here, respected friends. So the one route to find it, which Hazrat Hakim Sahib draws attention to Alama Isfirani, is yuhibbu at-tawwabin, is that a person seeks tawbah. If a person just looks at it, a person is going in, sitting in a masjid, a person will perform namaz, salatul dhahr. You made the hard namaz. None of us made a guna. None of us made a sin. Did any of us break the command of Allah Ta'ala? But after completion of the salah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, what do we say? Astaghfirullah. A person is asking for forgiveness, but nobody did anything wrong. Here Allah Ta'ala is showing us that even in the good you do, to become my friend, that I want you to ask tawbah from me. You made wudu prior to that. Whilst you're making wudu, a person reads a dua. When you completed, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin. You asking Allah Ta'ala, make me from the tawabin. You asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. What sin did a person do? A person didn't come out of a nightclub. A person didn't come out of an interest transaction. A person now also goes to the toilet. A person relieves oneself. Opposed coming out of the toilet, what is the dua? A person says, Ghufranak. A person asks Allah Ta'ala again here, that please forgive me. A jamaat goes out for gusht. A person is coming home, what is the dua to read? Immediately the Amir Sahib will tell you that we are advised here to make tawbah here. And the istidlal is from a hadith as well. A person goes to Makkatul Mukarramah. He comes back. What are you talking about? To do, a person makes astaghfar, astaghfirullah. After every namaz, after every amal, a person seeks istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is actually the mansha of the shariat, respected friends. So our directive to go to Allah ta'ala, what we are being taught is actually the shariat. It's not the way a person is dishing out wazaif, etc. But this is the road, what we say, to come to Allah ta'ala. There are two types of what we call methods a person can go. And this our Dada Sheikh used to explain. If a person has got cancer or he's got a serious sickness, the cure for that person, not to say chemotherapy is right or not, but a person in the previous times, people only thought that that was available, so a person needs chemotherapy. Now a person has got cancer and you're giving the person vitamins. What will happen to that person? In the Khanka of Hazrat Shah, Mawlana Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, what was actually happening is we see here that what is happening is the patient is given chemotherapy. That the person, the treatment or what we call the ailments, the spiritual diseases are being highlighted immediately. And thus we have to remember that many times we are involved in the effort of deen, we are involved in the work of deen, we have to ask ourselves, look, am I progressing or am I digressing? Two ways which we can, our ustad used to explain so beautifully, Mawlana Chauksisab Dhamad Barakatum, that if a person wants to see, engage, that am I progressing in my effort of deen? I went out in Jamaat for 40 days, I went for Hajj, I went for Umrah, I came to the Khanka. What are the first steps to gauge in my heart that am I improving or am I digressing, am I going down? First thing that should happen is tawadu must come in a person, humility. If a person is becoming more arrogant by coming to these gatherings, it is a problem. Secondly, what has to happen is that a person, the quality of tawbah should come into this person's heart. Person, tawbah should come. So the first one is tawadu, two T's, tawadu and tawbah, humility and repentance. If these two qualities come into us, we are well on our way. And when these two qualities will come into us, the first thing that will happen is we will get the quality of tahammul. And tahammul means now that a person has got the quality of forbearance. And when a person is able to forbear, what happens now is a person enters what we call into the sphere of sabr. The ulama ikram explained that there are three types of sabr that you and I have to go through to traverse this journey to go to Allah Ta'ala. In order for you and I to meet Allah Ta'ala, to come into the company of Allah Ta'ala, to enjoy this extreme beautiful splendor. And remember, respected friends, it is only in the effort of tazkiyah, the effort of the mashayikh, that will deliver us particularly in Allah Ta'ala's presence. Over the weekend, over our lives, make dua for this, strive for this, make intention for this. For this is a real treasure, respected friends. So now a person enters the fear of sabr. The three sabrs which our akabirin explained to us is one is they tell us that a person makes sabr ala ta'at. That when a person has now sometimes, there is a time for ibadat. When a person, the adhan goes off, or a person has got wealth and it is the time of hajj. Or for example, it is the time of Ramadan, it is the time to keep fast, and a person's body feels he doesn't want to do it, but a person endures now. A person stands up. Today everybody is worried about a good fitness plan, a good health plan. People in our locality also, there is a gym near there. Half of us unfortunately struggle to wake up for Fajr, but people have got their gear on at early hours of the morning, they're running on the road. Our real muscle, respected friends, this is where we have to apply it. Now a person gets up early in the morning, he goes for that Fajr Namaz. A person is tired late at night after work, he stands up and he goes for that Isha Namaz. He makes that sacrifice. It is a cold day, he gets up, he makes that wudu. He just doesn't look for any simple excuse. So what is this? Sabr ala ta'at. Wherever Allah Ta'ala's command of obedience comes in, a person stands up high and a person now goes through it. Second one is sabr ala taqwa. That when a person is challenged with a haram, when a person sees a non-mahram woman, a person is tempted to do something wrong and a person keeps away from this. Now a person, what we call sabr ala taqwa, and the last one, sabr ala al-mukarama. That when Allah Ta'ala sometimes places a difficulty, a financial constraint, a sickness, a death in a family, some hardship on our shoulders, and a person now makes tahammul on this quality, a person holds this, he makes sabr. Now a person's heart, what we call, will start to break. It will start to crack. Many times in our ash'ar in front, if we don't understand Urdu, we hear that word darde dil coming all the time. What is this dil taraparai? That when a person now goes against his desires, a person now goes against this, his heart will start to crack. He doesn't disobey Allah Ta'ala even in that instant. I will conclude on this waqiyah here. Malana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali was a great alim. What a great personality, what a great person, what a great contribution. His ustad, his sheikh, Ajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, who was residing in Medina Sharif, and after many years, he heard who Malana Rashid Gangoi had become into, he became the Sheikhul of Hind, and he was a great personality. And when he had come, when Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi was travelling to Hind on road, and obviously now a person is travelling on road in those times, not like our times, a person's got a beautiful vehicle, a person has got an aeroplane, a person sits in a lounge, a person has got ease and comfort, real hardship. What could it have been in those times? We can't imagine. A person went in a bus, a person maybe went on a camel back, a person had to walk, how a person had to strive in that heat of Makkatul Mukarramah. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, he comes and he sits and he meets his sheikh, he meets his ustad, Hajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, and he sits down and they're having meals. And Hazrat Hajir Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, Hajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, he doesn't allow, he doesn't give him a plate of food as we honor a normal guest. He just collected some dal or some salan in the roti and he threw it to him, just like we say, like a beggar or somebody you don't really have care for. But his ustad was testing him at this moment. And Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who had become, now his ustad really wanted to see that what had become of him. Had he really become something? Had he really become something great? Or what has he become? Has he utilized his sacrifices in his life to find Allah Ta'ala? Or he utilized his sacrifices in his life to become a show-off, to become a big person, just to become a somebody in society? Or was his journey to Allah Ta'ala completed? Maulana Rashid said that at that time I knew what was happening, but my pride was broken. So when he gave it to me, not even the color on my face had changed. And this is what is required, respected friends. We take the road of Tawbah. We take that road of asking Allah Ta'ala for mafi. Open my own sins before I open the sins of the ummah before myself. Now what will happen is those roads of sabr will become such that we will pass through it and the color on our faces also won't change. That heart will crack and now a person moves towards the road towards Allah Ta'ala. And the last tea which a person will get is tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala, which is a great, great and a very high sifat to acquire and to attain. But this is the road, respected friends. And the starting point, the muzakira of our talk was in Tawbah. At least every day if we can, fulfill that tasbihat, the three, astaghfirullah after salat, and don't just say it as astaghfirullah. Say it and say that, oh Allah Ta'ala, I'm asking you for mafi. Think of the sins you committed the previous namaz. Think of the sins that you committed the previous day. As part of our daily askar and wazifas, we should be making dua to Allah Ta'ala on completion of our askar. In that dua, a person, as we know the tartif, praise Allah Ta'ala, durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then ask for forgiveness. Daily, respected friends, we should be asking for forgiveness to Allah Ta'ala with regards to the wrongs that we have done, the wrongs we have perpetrated. So many waqiyahs we can go into to discuss the people of the past. That is for the teachings of our sheikh, of our khanqa, that on a daily basis, even if a person is walking into the masjid, remind yourself of who you are and what you were before your life, where you were, where Allah Ta'ala had brought you. What type of a person you are at home. We come to the Khanka, we maintain a certain who we are and how we are with people, but think how we talk to our families at home, how we had shouted our children, how we had shouted, maybe we raised our voice to our elders, to our parents when we were younger, how we had raised our voices to our ustad, how we never listened, how we had become deceptive in our nature. And this reminding myself in its own, really respected friends, it is a tawbah on its own. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to make tawbah part of our lives, as it is a great rasta, it is a quick road to reach Allah Ta'ala.